thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
I'm Catherine Cuellar. Trailing almost 20% the entire night, Oakley's watch party celebrated the end of the campaign, but not a victory. Oakley's concession focused on his accomplishments in office.
I can't tell you what it's been like to have won races in districts you weren't supposed to win, serve the community, serve Dallas, change Dallas, and put Dallas on a path of greatness. And I truly believe I've been part of that.
Oakley failed to match Leopard in fundraising efforts, but still generated $1.8 million in donations, making this the most expensive mayoral race in Dallas history. Despite the efforts of 250 Oakley volunteers working to get out the vote yesterday, turnout was hampered by rainy weather. Oakley's negative TV ads and endorsement by Democrats in a historically nonpartisan race may have hurt him, as well as national attention to his open homosexuality in a historically conservative city. For KERA 90.1, I'm Catherine Cuellar.